A new day on BBC Radio 4. That's where we're leaving the BBC World Service. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Friday, the 31st of January, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, together with our studio manager, David Evans. Sarah Keith Lucas is going to bring us the shipping bulletin. She'll be with us in a minute. And then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, we'll hear about the farm estate that's being paid to store carbon. That's in farming today at 6:15. But first, here's something else making today's bumper crop.
Farmers have been making the news.
10,000 farmers are in Westminster protesting against the proposed changes to inheritance tax.
But beyond the headlines, farming has never been more relevant to our lives, from ensuring food security to preserving biodiversity.
We can restore nature across the British countryside, and we need farmers to do that.
For all the latest in rural affairs and much more.
When a female alpaca is pregnant and you present a male to her, she will spit at him. They were the original feminists, alpacas.
Farming Today, weekday mornings at 5:45 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Sarah.
Thank you, Alan, and good morning. Now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 31st of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Viking 1012, losing its identity by midnight tonight. New low, expected West France 1022 by same time. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero, 40s. Cyclonic, becoming southerly or southeasterly later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th. South or southwest, 2 to 4, becoming south, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Tyne, Dogger. West, backing south or southeast, 2 to 4. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 4 to 6, backing west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Humber, Thames. South or southwest 3 to 5, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Dover, East Wight. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then southerly 2 to 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. West Wight, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly, then southeasterly later 2 to 4. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Biscay. Northwesterly 2 to 4, backing westerly 5 or 6, veering northerly 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy. Southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 2 to 4. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, backing south 5 to 7. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, mainly northwest, 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, later perhaps severe gale 9, later in Bailey. Fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Cyclonic, becoming southeast, 3 to 5, veering south 5 to 7 later. Showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming southerly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest 5, 6 miles, 1016, rising. Stornoway. Southeast 4, 7 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Lerwick, north-northwest 2, 27 miles, 1016, rising. Lucas, West-northwest 1, 11 miles, 1,017, now rising. Bridlington, calm, 1,019, falling. Sandetti light vessel automatic. West 5, 11 miles, 1,025. Greenwich light vessel automatic. 11 miles, 1,025. Jersey, southwest 4, 14 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Southwest by south 6, 2 miles, 1,024. Scilly automatic. West by south 5. Drizzle 2 miles, 1,024, now rising. Valentia. North by east 3, 6 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Ronald's Way. West by north 4, 8 miles, 1,017, rising. Malinhead. West-northwest 5. Recent drizzle 8 miles, 1,019, rising. And now, here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. An occluded weather front will gradually move eastwards through this morning, bringing outbreaks of rain across the south and east. During this afternoon, a ridge of high pressure will build in from behind to bring fine conditions for the west. During Saturday, however, an Atlantic frontal system will bring further rain for northern and western waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, becoming southeasterly, then veering southerly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Mainly fair. Good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near Rattray Head. Rain or showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, becoming variable at times 2 to 4. Rain or showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly south or southwest 2 to 4. Rain or showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Rain or drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming easterly or southeasterly later, then veering southerly later 2 to 4. Rain at first, moderate or poor, becoming good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming east or northeast later, then veering southeast later 2 to 4. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West 5 or 6, veering north or northwest 3 to 5, then veering east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 2 to 4, then becoming variable later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming south 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mile of Galloway. North or northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2, then settling south or southeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Lock Fall to Carlingford Lock. Northwest 5 or 6, backing west 2 to 4, then backing south 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Channel, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming southerly 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 5 or 6, backing southwest 2 to 4, then backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming southwest 3 or 4, then backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain later, good occasionally moderate later. Shetland Isles. Northeast, veering southeast 3 to 5, veering south 5 or 6 later. Showers at first. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 31st of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The man tipped to be Germany's next chancellor is poised to break a long-standing political taboo today and rely on support from a far-right party. President Trump has been criticised for saying diversity may have been a cause of the fatal air crash in Washington. In business, Donald Trump says he will impose trade tariffs on Canada and Mexico from tomorrow. And in sport, British clubs progress in the Europa League. The man tipped to be Germany's next chancellor will today propose tighter immigration laws in a move which has sparked controversy in the country as the country gears up for an election. Friedrich Merz of the conservative CDU might have to rely on votes from the anti-immigrant AfD, breaking a long-standing convention not to cooperate with the far right. Our Berlin correspondent Jessica Parker reports.
This saga has lit a fire under Germany's election campaign, with polling day just weeks away. It was first inflamed when Friedrich Merz, who leads the Conservative CDU, pushed a non-binding motion through Parliament with support from the far-right Alternative for Deutschland. That broke a serious post-war taboo in German politics. Now today, he's due to table actual legislation. If that passes this parliamentary hurdle, due to votes from the AfD, an already furious row will escalate.
President Trump has been criticised for saying diversity and inclusion policies may have been a cause of the fatal air crash in Washington. A passenger jet collided with a military helicopter, killing 67 people. Mr. Trump gave no evidence for his claim, and a former transport secretary for the Democrats called his comments despicable. Investigators have recovered the plane's two flight recorders and say they'll leave no stone unturned as they try to find out what happened. Jennifer Homedy leads the National Transportation Safety Board.
We do have information, we have data, we have substantial amounts of information. We need to verify information. We need to take our time to make sure it is accurate. That's important for the families. It's important for legislators who are seeking answers to try to figure out what they're going to do about this.
A groundbreaking gene editing therapy for sickle cell disease will be made available to NHS patients in England. NHS officials have described Casgevy as a monumental step forward that offers the real prospect of a cure. A committee of MPs says the Department for Work and Pensions is providing an unacceptably poor